Welcome to the Villa of Wellness podcast, and in today's episode, I have Diana Perez. She is also a host of her own podcast called It's Not About Me. And in today's episode, Diana and I will talk about physical and intellectual wellness. Hi, Diana. Thanks for joining me again today. It's nice to see you.
Hey, Felicia. Good to be back. Nice to see you too.
Okay, so we're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about intellectual wellness and physical wellness from your perspective and experience. So one of the first questions that I came up with, just, you know, simple things like as far as intellectual wellness goes, like what are the types of books or articles or podcasts that you enjoy listening to that help you really get into the feeling of, okay, I'm stimulated intellectually. This is like, I like listening to this or reading this, and this gives me so much value. What are your thoughts? What's your like podcasts or books or anything?
Yeah. Well, I do read the Bible a lot because I am a Christian. So I try to read scripture a lot. But in podcasts, I try to listen to a couple of Christian podcasts. But I've been trying to read more because when I was younger, I used to be an avid reader. And then I lost that passion for reading. So when it comes to reading, I like an array of things. But recently, I picked up some, I don't want to say horror because it's not horror, but it's like a psychological kind of, a little horror psychological kind of genre, which for me is really fascinating. Like, I love that suspense and that reading, like, really well-developed characters and, like, twist in a story. So I've been reading a couple of books that are centered around that theme, which just, it's just a fun world to jump into and dive into. And it does, like, when you read like a good book like that, it does make you question things and pose certain things in your mind, like, oh, what if this happened in real life? Or, and then you start going down that rabbit hole. So yeah, a lot of just Christian content, psychological thriller content, a couple of podcasts. I don't listen too much. Ironically, I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts, which is weird because I like listening to things, but I'm trying to get into the routine since I have such a long drive to work and back home. I'm trying to incorporate some podcasts in there because I do listening to other people and like other people's perspectives. Like I listen to yours. I listen to Stephanie, who you've had on before, mm-hmm. Creative Street, and also Valerie, who I know you just had as a guest. I listen to her podcast too. So I try to take some content in auditorily too, but I would say that's pretty much what I go to for intellectual stimulation.
Yeah, for me, I do love all the wellness stuff too, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, okay, hold on. The wellness stuff, but sometimes to listen, I still do true crime, but I had to stop for a while, and because sometimes too much of that can be a little much.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy that, even though it's true crime, and it gets just me thinking about like how the world works and the psychology part of people and criminals. So that's really interesting to me, how the mind works. Also, I listen to Bad Friends with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. It's a comedy podcast. They're like okay. Best friends, and they're both comedians. And so that makes me laugh when I want to just listen and drive. Since I do want to read too, and I've had a ton of books, but listening is the easier thing.
Yeah.
For me right now. And watching movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so you like listening to like novels, right? Yeah, the thriller novels.
Yeah, those I read. I usually have the actual physical book. It's hard to find like a book that you can listen to because it depends on like the narrator. Sometimes they're just not that great. So I prefer to read an actual book, but there have been a couple of books that I've listened to that I've liked listening to it. But Typically I'll read, and what I'll listen to podcasts because it's not like a narration, it's actual human beings using their voice, so it's more natural. So that I like to listen to, but definitely I need a physical book.
Okay. I'm just going to say the question and we can just dive in it like however we feel.
Yeah.
How do you approach problem solving and critical thinking in your daily life?
Problem solving and critical thinking, I think a little too much, honestly. I'm definitely an overthinker, but I think when I have a problem, I am just constantly thinking about it. And in a positive way, it's good because then I can come up with a conclusion because I take my time and I think about it. So when I come up with a solution, I know that's the solution because I've thought about it enough to know that's the solution. But at the same time, sometimes it's just too much. Like it's hard to get out of my head about a problem, which can be really unhealthy. So definitely, I think I need to find a better balance of thinking enough to solve a problem and not letting it consume me like sometimes it tends to.
Yeah, I have something similar when it's like how I feel. And it could be like not a big thing at all. It could just be like a text from someone and it's not what they said, but maybe it could be like the context of which the message was. Like, you know how I was talking to you early about, oh yeah, connecting with people and getting to know people and seeing if you have a common ground or a common value, appreciation in podcasting or so. Yeah, I know it's just for example, and you're like, hey, just wondering if you're still wanted to do that. And sometimes it's, oh, they don't want to do it without somebody else on the call too. Just the weird feelings. It's just, and it's a text. Your mind is just rejection. And that's your mind though. That doesn't necessarily mean that person rejected you, but it's sometimes that instance is all consuming. Do you know what I mean? And so, because when it's the mind. So, like when I catch myself and yeah, I'm a little down and I can feel it through my body. Like the light's here and then the light goes down like that. Have you ever experienced that before?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I try to hide it, right? And then,
Yeah.
like, and then, and so I was texting another friend and she's all about, or they're all about like podcasting and media and like doing, and they're like, oh yeah, whatever you need, like we can do solos, we can do groups, we can do reoccurring series. I was like, oh my God, you just made my heart melt
A
because
breath of fresh air.
yeah. And so yeah, that, so I'm like, okay, it's not me, like it's part of the how we, so it's like the critical thinking, but also critical thinking of our feelings. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think like what you made me think is like it's really about perception, 'cause that's happened to me too. And I think sometimes when we feel like that personally about something that someone said, maybe because they said it in a way that's different than we would. 'Cause I feel like when we're there's some people that are really, especially women, I think we're really careful with each other. So like we're careful to say things in a certain way so that we know that it's not, hey, I'm not saying this to be mean, or I'm not saying like this is actually, oh, I actually maybe have something to do, so it's not you, it's me kind of thing. Like we're very careful to communicate that. And sometimes people are not that careful because they may not be as sensitive as we are, right? So us being sensitive, us knowing that sometimes things can be taken in a certain way, we're extra cautious about the way we say things. But then other people might be maybe more just straightforward to the point without taking that sensitivity into consideration because maybe they're not sensitive. So for them, it's not a big deal to say, bah, this, that. And so us coming with our own perception, we're like, oh no, like we start taking it really personal, and we think that it's on us. Like, oh, did we do something wrong? Is there something wrong with us? And we internalize it, and it's really not their intention. So it's really a lot of times our own like insecurities come out the way that we interpret other people. That happens to me a lot. That's something that I've realized has happens to me a lot, and I'm trying to be more aware of, okay, they probably didn't mean it like in any
Course,
way.
but also like we talked before, like how we grew up, and I've had many instances growing up where you feel rejected, but maybe that person didn't mean it that way. But that just goes to show how trauma carries within you, even as adult. That is trauma, like a where it started. But yeah, good point. Good point. Okay, so what strategies do you use to stay curious and open-minded in your personal and/or professional life?
There's a few people in my life, like very close to me, that I like having like deeper conversations with. So if something will come to mind, I'll just talk about it with them specifically. There's certain questions that I like to ask certain people because I know they're gonna, I'm like curious as to what they think and their perspective, and they like having those conversations. So like more intellectual people. So I usually like either have conversations with them, just random topics that come to my head that I'm like, huh, I wonder what other people think about this. Let me ask so-and-so and then have a conversation with them. So that's always fun, just getting like actual people in your life, like their perspective about things. Sometimes I even Google. Sometimes like a question comes to my mind and I'm like, huh, let me Google this. And then I'll read like the responses of other people and okay, that's interesting, and get people's different points of view and stuff. So I do that too. Yeah, just like trying to get perspective from other people on whatever topic I find interesting that day.
Yeah, and same for me as far as which people to ask which questions, because you know that they're gonna give you a like neutral answer, like or like a weigh your scales type of vibe. And also like when I have a hard time like coming up with questions, like I'm just gonna call myself out like for today, I've been using like Chat GPT and I just pick out like which ones I like and maybe change them up a little. Problem solving and critical thinking, for me, I always have to like look at the big picture first. And I'm not really the kind of person, I don't have the personality to jump into conclusions first because it's like I don't know everything, or I have both sides or three sides of it, two sides sometimes. So I have to just, that's why I don't know if this happened to you or happens to you, but like when you're like in a group or in a classroom and people say, "Oh, do you have questions?" I'm like, "I don't have questions right now." Because it always happens. I'm never the one to like, very rarely, unless I know what the talk is going to be about, then I might have questions if it's not already answered. But I'm always the one to like have to think about it after, and then research it on my own to see if I can figure it out. And then if I am still confused about something, then I'll ask for some assistance. But I'm, and then also I think, as far as critical thinking, I think it's also because I've, it could be because we, you and I maybe have this similarity, maybe because we've raised ourselves in a way. It could be like emotional, like socially. So then we know, okay, I'm the same way, and we have to, we think a lot first. So we go through in our minds, okay, if I did this, then that might happen. And so the critical thinking starts there, I think, and then our experience as well. Yeah, we're just really critical thinkers.
100%. 100%.
I mean, that also can go back to because we never relied on anyone before, well, mostly ourselves, and we have to like, okay, it all goes back to child development and adolescence. And
That's a
so
very good point. That's an
it's quite.
excellent point.
It's interesting, you
Yeah,
know.
I actually had never thought about that before. I thought it was my
Also, what you
personality,
eat.
but the
I
food
mean,
we eat.
for example, like fish helps with like memory and
Oh, yeah.
that it's a lot of things. It's all encompassing. And we, and I'm sure you do this too, we reflect a lot, like what we could have done better and, you know. But I think that's a great thing about like introverts, and also I'm pretty sure you're very empathic as well. So we tend to feel a lot and reflect a lot, and so it creates like this awareness. So then we're aware of our thinking.
Very true. Very true.
So it's all in the mind. That's okay, so let's move on to the physical wellness portion of the
Perfect.
talk. So, how would you describe your current exercise or movement routine and level of physical activity?
So I don't work out as much as I'd like to. I work out twice a week. I would like to work out 3 times at least because I feel like 3 is a good number for exercise. But I run now that I have a backyard. I just run outside my backyard. Or if I don't run, I have a stationary bike that I go on. So that's like my mode of exercise. I do a lot of like leg work because I like cardio and I like leg work. But I definitely want to increase it. I still get so tired. Like, I'm supposed to wake up. I do it on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights when I come home from work. And then I'm supposed to do it Sunday mornings. But then Sunday mornings, I'm like, I just want to sleep. Like, I'm tired. I only have Saturday to sleep in and Sunday. So then Sunday, I haven't found the will to just get up and exercise in the morning before going to church. But I keep telling myself, you have to do it.
Are you a morning person?
I am a morning person, yeah. I'm just tired because of work. But yeah, I am a morning person.
Okay. So you run and you use the stationary bike? Any like weight bearing exercises? Any
No,
other physical?
I don't do weights just because 7 or 8 years ago, I messed up my clavicle bone. I never went to the doctor for it because at the time I had just moved to a new city and I didn't have a job or health insurance. So whatever happened to my bone happened to my bone. But it hurts. Like whenever I try to do any upper body activity, like it gets really tense. So I can't really do a lot of upper body exercise, unfortunately, which is why I focus on just running or biking or things like that because I can't do much else,
Is it
unfortunately.
still painful?
Yeah, I still get like even if I'm sitting like in a weird way for too long, like I'll start to feel tension in my left shoulder. So it's definitely something's messed up in there. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do get a lot of tension.
You should get that checked soon.
I should. I finally have health insurance this year,
Oh,
so
yay! So
yeah.
you can put that on your bucket list for the
Yep. 2024. Find out what happened to my bones.
Seriously, let's see. For me, like I try to do like home exercises. I do when everyone's asleep at night. Like it's just more, for me, it's more like pelvic work. And like core stuff, and just because of my lower back. And as far as diet, I don't really follow a diet, but I do intermittent fasting,
Nice.
which really helped me like shrink a little. Because I wasn't like overweight after I had my baby, but I was like 20 pounds heavier, and I was like 35 when I had him, so like it's your body is a little slower, metabolizes slower. Everything's slow. That's really helped me because it's like a slower process. It's not like I'm not gonna lose 20 pounds in a month type of thing. I still weigh the same. It's just my body just shrinks. And then I try to do like weights on my arms when I can. I do like push-ups and stuff like that. Things I can do, but I know there needs to be more, but that'll wait.
It's hard to juggle all that stuff too, as a mom.
It's even there's no words. Like it's everything. I'll cook and then stop and then attend to my kid and go back and then make sure he's not getting hurt or falling down. And it's a lot of around and then doing one thing. It's a lot. And then his sleep was, things are better. He's in part-time preschool now.
Nice.
So it'll 2 mornings a week, but it'll give me some time in the morning. So a little bit of a break, but, and he needs to be around kids. So, that'll be part of my own physical wellness.
Yes, absolutely. You need your me time.
I know. So for you, Diana, so what does a typical day of nutrition look like for you? And what do you do? What does that look like?
I try to eat healthy. I'm not like a big grease person. I'm not a huge meat person either. Typically, and I eat the same thing pretty much every day. So I eat in the mornings. Yeah, I eat oatmeal and I eat it with bananas and almonds and blueberries. And then I'll eat like turkey and cheese sandwiches for lunch. And then for dinner, I'll usually have like a chicken wrap or a beef wrap if my sister likes to cook a lot of beef, so she's cooking that day, then I'll just eat beef. But that's pretty much it. I try to eat as plainly as possible, not too much salt on anything or oil frying or anything. I like to bake stuff. So I try to be as healthy as possible. I'm like super conscious about that. Not that I won't occasionally, go to a restaurant and then at that point I just have to eat whatever they have. But I do try to eat like at home most of the time just so I can control what I'm adding to my food.
Of course. Yeah, I'm the same way, like a simple eater. Yeah. The one thing that I do like to fry is like sweet potato and coconut oil. Yeah,
That's good.
but now I just pretty much, I'm not like a cook either. Just make stuff really
Me
quick. Yeah,
neither.
simple, like the simpler the better.
Agreed.
Yeah, so how do you manage stress in your life, and does like physical activity play a role in your stress management?
I think that I've been lacking on that, on stress management, especially since I've been like so anxious. Like I've been like battling anxiety for so long at this point. I think that I need to incorporate stress management. I think that I'm lacking in that. I do a lot of breathing, just like whenever I feel like anxious, I just start doing deep breathing, which helps a lot. So I definitely, that's like my go-to coping mechanism is just stopping and breathing. Exercise, like I said, I only exercise twice a week, but it does help. Exercising helps a lot, just because especially on my job, I'm sitting down
Oh,
all
yeah.
day. And I have a lot of energy, so I feel like there's so much energy just being like pent up inside of me that it also causes me more stress. So like exercising helps with just like releasing some of that energy. And I also have been trying to get back into just like writing, because I used to write a lot and I haven't been, like since I moved back home to Miami and started working, I haven't been doing a lot of creative stuff, and creativity is
What
such a
do you
big
write about?
And I write a lot about healing. That's a really main topic for me. I like writing music because my biggest goal in life is to eventually become a songwriter. So I write a lot of music and I write a lot of songs and stuff. But I haven't been doing that in a long time. And recently I started writing, and I've been like, that helps me focus too, because you get to take what's inside your mind and put it into something that's outside of you. And I feel like that's part of a big reason why I've been so stuck in the stress and anxiety, because I haven't been able to get it out, especially in the way that's just more natural to me, a more creative outlet. So definitely something that I'm trying to just incorporate more. It's just like that creative outlet, because I think that helps. That has always been my coping mechanism, and I've been like neglecting that part of me recently. So I've been trying to get back into it slowly but surely.
Yeah, that sounds good. Because you want to get into the like flow where you're not thinking about anything, really just letting your mind just flow out of you.
Exactly.
But at least you're breathing and you're at least doing 2 days of exercise a week.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah. I know today was, since we had like rain the past couple weeks here in California, like today was like the first day I went out to the park in a long time
Oh,
since.
yeah.
So it was just nice instead of being cooped up in the house. Like
Yeah.
even the sun, just the rays on your skin, the sun rays on your skin, it's really helpful.
Yeah.
And when I do study, I listen to like instrumental music, anything just to help this right here.
Yeah, create the relaxing vibe.
Yeah, and music, and I like talking to people because it as far as could be a stress strategy to know that you're like not alone, or like the subconscious mind. Yeah, and when I have time, I want to go study like hypnotherapy a little bit more, or like even self-hypnosis. There's a lot of things you can do on your own, and like visualization. For me, this past year and probably continuing on this year is just allowing myself just to be. It's okay that I'm not pushing 2 hours of study a day, or it's okay that I'm not working full time right now. I have a full time job here as a spouse and a mom, and just examples. But it all of this identity, like work, it's been a journey since I had my son. So like stress management really helps. And then I bought like Oracle cards last year. They're not like tarot, but they just give you like a message, aspiring messages. I have a feminine divine deck, which is like a lot of mystics and poets and like women from history and stuff like that. It's interesting.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Yeah, I'll show you the deck. And then I bought another one. So also, and then just like doing things for myself, like getting a massage, or go out and see a friend who I haven't, you know, seen in a while or talked to in a while. So it's just, it's, we have to manage it for sure. Stress.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because it's like diseases can be stress induced. A lot of diseases are actually, I know diabetes and autoimmune disorders can be stress induced. Yeah.
Yeah, so it literally kills you if you don't.
That's why they
it.
Say stress. That's why stress management is such a big deal. Lower your cortisol levels and take a walk and drink some tea or whatever.
Yeah.
Suits you. But it's a big one for sure.
Yeah.
So are you getting enough sleep, Diana? No.
I have always struggled with sleeping. That's one of my biggest issues, is getting enough sleep. Because I have such an active mind, it's really hard for me to go to sleep. And usually when I go to sleep, it takes me like an hour or two to fall asleep. And then once I'm asleep, I'll usually wake up in the middle of the night. And then lately I've been able to go back to sleep after waking up. Sometimes I'm not, if I have something like heavily on my mind, but sleep has always been a struggle for me. I don't get enough sleep for sure.
Is it because the anxiety or?
Just in general, just my whole life, I haven't been a good sleeper. Just because my mind, it's hard to shut off my mind. I don't know. And eventually my mind doesn't even stop. Like eventually it just goes. And then eventually I just fall asleep anyway.
Yeah.
But it's hard to stop my mind from going.
Do you journal before bed or?
I don't. I should. I know that helps, getting all the thoughts onto a piece of paper. I'm a really bad journaler. I don't like to write.
It could be audio.
True. It could be audio. I should try that. I should really try that.
How about like warm baths right before night sleep time?
Only when I exercise, which when I do exercise and shower, I fall asleep much easier than the rest of the days, I find. Yeah, just like getting energy out, and that actually makes me tired, so I usually go to sleep much quicker. So I think that does help. I don't shower every night. Maybe I should. I usually just shower when I exercise, not other than that.
Maybe you should exercise more in the evening time. I don't know.
Yeah. The only reason I don't is because of my hair. Because my hair is like a whole thing.
You don't have to wash your hair every day. Unless you're working out.
Yeah, if I work out, then yeah, I like to wash it. That's the only reason I don't work out more often at night, is because of my freaking hair. But no, I think I could try showering, because I used to shower every night and then I just stopped because I shower in the morning. So I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll shower in the morning. But I think showering at night helps, just because I know that warm water relaxes you and your body. So I could try. That might make a difference.
I mean, I think if it's like a light exercise, I think it should be okay.
Yeah, maybe just walk
my
like
best
30
friend
minutes
has,
or something.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go for it.
But my best friend, she wears locks, and she works out like, I don't even know, like almost every day. She has like a chiropractor and all that. She sees people. She has like a whole team of people. But she has locks, and she doesn't wash it every day. Not even every week. But I don't know. I'm just saying. I know if you're sweaty and your scalp is sweaty, but it's not dirty, though. You're not.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just me and my cleanliness. But yeah. No, I think you're right. I think even if I just walk outside for 30 minutes, that's still moving, and it's not like I'm doing anything heavy. I'm not going to sweat doing that. So I could try just walking.
Even with the sun, like when you go and, let's say, play outside and then just the sun hitting you, and then you go back inside and then you're like, you smell done in the day, and then you're like going to take a nap like an hour or two later. That could help.
Yeah, it can help. I hadn't thought about that. I'm gonna try that. Just
Yeah.
walking
I
and
need to
then
do the same.
showering. Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be nice just to get out more. We're just all connected to the nature and stuff like
Oh,
that, and but we
100%.
need it.
Yeah.
So you like, what do you like nature? What part of nature do you like? Do you like water? Do you like mountains? Do you like all of it? Like,
Pretty much like all of it. I am a mountain person. I love here in Miami, we don't have mountains, but whenever I get a chance to go out to like up north, I like to go hiking. That's like my favorite thing to do. I love water. Like water is like my favorite thing in the world is water. I love being in the water. I love being under the shower. I just love water. I love when it rains. Oh, it's just so nice. I like the beach. I used to not like the beach. I used to like
I love
hate
the
the
beach.
beach.
I love the
Yeah,
beach.
I hated it. But when I went to California and I lived there briefly, like I went to a beach in California and my whole world changed. I'm like, oh my
Which
God,
one?
the beaches there are beautiful. I don't remember the name. It was in San Diego. It was a weird
Oh.
name. Yeah, I don't know what it was called. It was like a weird beach that was like 30 minutes away from me, but it had like it was a cool beach because it had like rocks and stuff. Like over here you don't have that. It's just sand and water. Over there the beaches have a lot of personality and a lot more to it. So I was like, man, this is a beautiful beach, and I would go all the time over there. And then when I went to Tennessee for a while, there's no beaches there, obviously. And I missed it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm dying to go back to the beach. And now I'm here in Miami, and my whole life has changed. I had to go all the way to the West Coast to appreciate the beaches that I had all along that I would never go to. And now I'm like dying to go to the beach because I'm like, I need to get in the water. I need sand. Like, I need that.
Yeah, I love South Beach, just the clear water. But it wasn't as crowded when I went there. But I love clear beach water. That's like my favorite. Like Cabo, Miami, or yeah.
It is very nice. I
Yeah.
appreciate it now.
Yeah. So, and then we don't have any back neighbors on our house. So we just have a trail behind. So some people put fences up and cover it, but we just have like one of those black gate thingies. And so we have a reservoir where it catches all the water. And so it curves around, and then so it's been raining for like the past month, and then now we have the ducks and the swans that come in,
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
so it's really beautiful. And then we have like our neighborhood cats that walk by. So it's nice. We have electric towers here, but we just ignore it.
We act like they're not there.
Yeah, but it's nice. Like I hopefully when my kid is older, there's like streams up here and lakes up here not too far from us. Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to do that more. And I do miss it. I don't miss LA, but I do miss going. I miss being near the water, having the thought of, oh, I'm gonna go to the beach today after work. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, hopefully more travel too in the upcoming years, but yeah. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so you're gonna try to work on your sleep.
Yes. Yes, I am. You gave me good tips, so I'm gonna incorporate them.
Try it, see if you like it. And then I don't know if this helps me with sleep, but as far as like detoxing, I bought this sauna, like a one person sauna. It looks like a tent and just covers my body.
Oh,
You
interesting.
can buy it on Amazon. Because I wasn't exercising to the point where I would sweat because it perspired, so that it detoxes my body. When I was trying to lose all the water weight, and I bought one of those, and I use it, and then I stopped for a while, and then I started using it again. So that really helps. So it's like you just sit down, there's a chair in there, and then it just covers you like that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, so that helps me. But then I have to make sure I drink enough water so I don't dehydrate.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And then you're gonna check your clavicle when you get a chance.
Yeah. I haven't made my doctor's appointment yet because I haven't accumulated enough time. But once I do, I'm going to the doctor.
Are you full-time or part-time?
I'm full-time, but I started off as a temp and then I switched to
Okay.
full-time. So I wasn't accumulating anything as a temp, but I became full-time at the end of December. So now I'm starting to accumulate time. Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad you're working.
Me too. Yeah, it was a stressful year last year, but I'm glad
That's
to be
very
working too.
yeah. So I'm going to conclude this interview with Diana. If you would like to hear from her, she has a podcast called
It's not about me.
It's Not About Me. And Diana, what is your Instagram handle where people can reach you?
Actually don't have an Instagram handle for my podcast. I'm really slow on all the social media stuff. I haven't gotten around to it, honestly.
Okay.
But I will get to it at some
Okay.
point.
Can people like email you or
Yeah, I
have
have a TikTok.
TikTok? Okay, that works.
I do have a TikTok that I started recently. I don't have a lot of posts because,
I
again, it's
started
something
one
that I'm
too, but there's
not.
nothing on there.
Yeah, I only have like 3 videos on here. But it's at Diana.Perez1827. So Diana dot Perez 1827. And I intend on using it more often for my podcast, but we're at a slow start. Yeah.
Okay, everyone. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed our episode today about intellectual and physical wellness with Diana Perez. All contact information will be in the show notes, and thank you for listening. See you next time.